Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The first ever historic religious freedom ministerial has taken place in the nation's capital. This is the first time ever, not only in the United States, but anywhere around the world, that it has been dedicated to religious freedom. People from around the world have attended this historic event. And one of the kickoff events was literally at our Faith in Action Partner Building in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel and Faith in Action partnered together to host the ambassador at large, Sam Brownback, who is the international ambassador for religious freedom. And he is our advocate for religious freedom worldwide, speaking on behalf of the United States government. In the very first event of the very first ever historic religious freedom ministerial was actually kicked off at the Faith in Action building directly behind the Supreme Court, where Ambassador Brownback spoke to different individuals and leaders, and there we had prayer for him as well. So this is a historic moment. It actually kicks off at the Faith in Action building, sponsored by Liberty Counsel Faith in Action, Matt, but this is historic that our country has actually put its weight behind promoting religious freedom worldwide.
And what a difference a new administration makes in the White House here. President Trump, boy, what a pleasant surprise he's been on a number of issues on life, you know, especially on religious liberty. President Trump recognizes that the left, the progressive left, the LGBT left, has created this notion of LGBT rights, and that these rights trump all other rights, that somehow these newfangled gay rights that supersede our enumerated First Amendment constitutional rights and the right to the freedom of religious expression. I keep reading these leftist sites calling it the right to worship. That's a fiction.
Yeah,
that's a twisting of words.
It's limited.
It's the right, and they want it. They know that it's the right of the freedom of religious expression guaranteed by the First Amendment, and it's in the First Amendment. It's our first liberty for a reason.
You know, and it's so encouraging. During this ministerial, Vice President Pence gave the keynote address, and he said, "The right to believe or not believe is the most fundamental of freedoms. When religious freedom is denied or destroyed, we know that other freedoms are imperiled. That's why the United States stands for religious freedom yesterday, today, and always."
And, you know, as a result of the President Trump's strong position to promote religious freedom, this was kicked off, first ever, historic. And shortly after that, he also imposed sanctions on Turkey for imprisoning the pastor there. And until they release the pastor, the Christian minister over there, they're going to face sanctions.
He's truly a man of action, and I so appreciate that. And as a result of this ministerial, you see some concrete plans that have been put into place to help protect and promote religious freedom.
Yeah, and Pence announced the establishment of the Genocide Recovery and Persecution Response Program in response to genocide perpetuated by ISIS to, quote, ensure that religious freedom and religious pluralism prosper across the Middle East as well, close quote.
Yeah, and we know that in the Middle East and even in Europe now, we're seeing this rapid growth of Islam, of radical Islam taking root. And it's funny because when you point out that ISIS and other Islamic groups actually persecute Christians and Jews and are actually trampling upon religious liberty, you know, you're called an Islamophobe, and somehow that you are opposed to religious liberty by criticizing the abuse of religious liberty by Muslim nations and organizations and groups.
And Ambassador Brownback stated that the ministerial was, quote, the launch of an expanded conversation, close quote, about the fundamental right of all individuals to do with their own souls whatever they choose. It is a right, he said, no government should interfere with. He announced the release of the Potomac Declaration and the Potomac Plan of Action and encouraged the international community to draw on the plan of actions provisions when responding to violations and abuses of religious freedom or instances of persecution on account of religion or belief. He says these documents assert the United States' unwavering commitment to promoting and defending religious freedom. He continues by saying they recommend concrete ways the international community and governments can do more to protect religious freedom and venerable religious communities. I remember, Matt, shortly after President Obama was elected and Hillary Clinton was nominated as the Secretary of State, one of her early international visits was to China. She said nothing publicly or apparently privately about the abuses against persecuted Christians or others in China. And I was talking to other people who had been formerly working with the ambassadorships of various different United Nations and Department of State. They said, whenever you go into a country like that and you don't address the issues, say, of religious persecution or the humanitarian abuse, violation of rights of these individuals, then these countries get emboldened. They know that you're walking into their territory and you're not taking them to task regarding their issues of how they're treating people in their country over their humanitarian violations. And so when you leave and you don't say anything and you don't have a policy in place to address this on an ongoing basis, then that ultimately results in more people being beaten and even worse, killed. And I always thought about that after she went there. This now says to the world that we are going to stand with religious believers and minorities and others who are being persecuted around the world. And we're going to take action if other countries are not protecting the religious freedom of its citizens.
This is so important. You know, Matt, I remember going to that trailer at an event that we had and all the pictures that we saw of all the believers that are being persecuted by ISIS in these other countries. And it's just horrific. So it's so important that we stand and protect this religious freedom, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
And you mentioned here in the United States, and Matt, you mentioned Hillary Clinton. And it just as kind of a microcosm of what many of those who are opposed to religious liberty right here in the United States think. You'll recall during the 2016 campaign, in the context of abortion, Hillary Clinton saying directly that, quote, deep-seated religious beliefs on abortion, she said, quote, have to be changed. So in other words, we have to adopt the postmodern secularist view on issues like the sanctity of human life and that our religious views have to be changed. Well, this administration is having none of that and is defending our deep-seated religious beliefs.
Yeah, I praise God we're talking about this and not what could have been.
Yeah, I remember in the summer of 2009, I believe it was 2009, Hillary Clinton, under the Obama administration, sent out a press release saying that a high priority for the Department of State was going to promote the LGBT ideology across the world, and that was a high priority. Contrast 2009 with 2018, where, and in fact, it actually began in 2017. This is just another manifestation of it, because this was President Trump's promise as a campaigner in 2016, as a president, 2017, and now in his second year of president. Contrast 2009 with the LGBT agenda being a top priority for the Obama administration with this, that religious freedom is a top priority for the Trump administration. What a difference an election makes.
And the LGBT agenda is demonstrably an anti-religious freedom agenda.
And in fact, even the Department of Justice Attorney General Sessions said in his speech that organizations that classify other groups as hate groups, i.e. the SPLC, actually work against religious freedom, that they are anti-religious freedom, because they're trying to take away religious freedom by defamatory statements, false statements, dangerous categories, which they know are not true, to ultimately shut down people of faith by throwing them into this fictitious category of a hate group. Well, stand with us. We have historic opportunities. Don't get discouraged by the words that you hear in the media. That's the MO of those that want to destroy the progress that's being made on life, religious freedom, family, and so many other things that is happening in this country. Stand with us because these are historic moments in America. And I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.